Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said if there's anything small, shallow, or ugly about a person, giving him a little authority will bring it out. We're happy to have this privilege of talking with you today about the Word of God. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. We return now to our study of Acts 20, and you note that we have pointed out that Paul taught the Word of God when he was at Ephesus, and he reminds the brethren that that's what he had taught. He had not shunned to declare any of the counsel of God to them. But the question is, why would a person preach the Bible? Well, first of all, we've suggested we preach the Bible because it's God's Word. The Word of God is treated different from the words of men. It's not just another book. It's a book that was written by men who were guided by the Holy Spirit. So what they wrote was what God wanted us to know. And that's the guarantee we have that the Bible is the truth. The fact that God guided them in the writing of it. The reason I believe the Bible to be the Word of God is, well, fulfilled prophecy. So many prophecies in the Old Testament find their fulfillment hundreds of years later in the New Testament. And these are not prophecies that just in a very general way could be applied 100 different ways. No, these are specific prophecies concerning specific events that happened up to 750 years later after the prediction was given. Now, man can't do that. A great preacher used to say this, men write history after it happens. God writes history before it happens. Now, you think about that and how important that is. The Bible is a book of fulfilled prophecy, and the works of men could not do this. It has to be from God. Also, the unity of the Bible proves that it's from God. The Bible is not a book written by some 40 men over a period of 1,600 years, separated by time and by location, that contradicts itself over and over again. A book of contradictions, the Bible is not. Now, I realize there are those who don't know any better who have claimed that the Bible is full of contradictions. But a contradiction only exists if there is no plausible explanation of the two courses that are there. And such does not exist with the Bible. There are no contradictions in the Bible. It's a book of unity. Now, could men produce such a book? How many times would you put 40 men down as writing a book? And then you could take all of their works and put them together, and they would have one complete book of unity and harmony. It just couldn't happen, could it? You couldn't get 40 men to write in agreement with each other about any subject, let alone something as important as religion. The fact that they were able to write together in harmony and unity and put it together, and it becomes one book. Remember, it's 66 different books. They're put together, and they're one book, the Bible. And so that's what the word Bible means. It's a book of books. And there is unity within it. It is not a contradictory book. Therefore, it must be God's word, and it deserves to be taught because it came from God. There also is a thing called archaeology, very interesting study. If you've never looked into archaeology at all, it would be a very interesting thing for you to do so. The study of the ruins and remains of civilizations past and of things that have happened in time past is very interesting. But when these men who are archaeologists go back and find confirmation of things that are recorded in the Bible, that just makes it all the more interesting. For instance, if you could read in the Bible about cities where the brick used to make the cities in the lower parts of the cities had straw, and then later, as the bricks became higher, you found no straw in the brick, you'd realize that's a confirmation of what the Bible says was done with the children of Israel. In order to make their problems harder for them, their work harder, the straw was taken away. So all that did was to confirm what the Bible said. A man named Kaiser, in his book System of Christian Evidences, on page 164, tells about the city of Python, and there tells of this particular event. I'm simply saying the Bible is confirmed to be God's Word. It ought to be taught. We appreciate being with you today and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.